episode 893, There's No Perfect Time to Get Healthy.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you're ready to get your health on. We're talking about there's no perfect time to get healthy, because really, is there ever a perfect time? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. It is Wellness Wednesday, and we are talking about all spectrums when it comes to getting healthy. We're talking about your fitness routine. We're talking about your nutrition, what you're putting in your mouth, what aren't you putting in your mouth, how and reasons and why you are or are not getting healthy, because there's no perfect time to get healthy. And did you know today is the first day of summer? Welcome to summer. Whoop, whoop, toot your own horn. It's officially summer. That means you can go on vacation. That means you can sit by the pool and cool off and just chill. But during the summertime especially, we are all trying to achieve goals, yet perfection gets in the way. We've been talking a lot about perfection lately. Number one, it's on my mind because yes, I consider myself a perfectionist. I want to say I'm a recovering perfectionist, but I also have to admit that I want always the best. I go for whatever's better. I don't just settle for good enough. And sometimes that can be a huge stumbling block, especially when it comes to getting healthy. There's no perfect time to get healthy. And with summer, that means what? More lounging time, more time to relax. We just talked about you going on vacation, sitting by the pool, and snacking on all those goodies, and even chilling out. Those are the things that we think about when we think about summer. However, healthy might work a little since you're getting more vitamin D. You're outside. It's nicer weather. And that's awesome when you get more vitamin D. But if you want to keep working on that waistline, the muscle tone, and keeping the heart pumping strong, you have got to be proactive. You can't say, oh, well, after vacation, I'll start. Or maybe I'll start next Monday because, well, it just didn't work. I went out with the girlfriends twice, and then we had our friends over, and we ended up having Mexican, and Mexican's my downfall. Excuses after excuses, okay? If you really want to achieve your goal, you have something in mind. Guess what? You're going to find a way or you'll find an excuse. Which is it? Yeah, I'm going to be kind of harsh a little bit. And this isn't just for you. It's for me too. We are in the midst of chaos in our life. We are moving and we are caught between states right now. We're trying to sell our home. We're in the midst of selling our home. No, we haven't sold our home, so we would appreciate your prayers in getting our home sold, that God will bring us the buyer for our home. We always love and think about that when we sell a home, we are gifting it to the next family for them to build memories. So in advance, I appreciate your prayers on that. But there's a lot of chaos going on in my life. There really is. Everybody is home for the summer. And the summer started early. It started for us early May because that's when my two college kids at the time were two college kids. Basically, now I have three because one's going to graduate. My number three, Ashley, is going to graduate early. So basically, I've got three college kids now. But everybody is home. We are all under one roof. We haven't been that way in a little while. I can't say things are stressful just because we're all under one roof. No, it's just that we have lots of different, you know, schedules. We're trying to juggle this and that. We've got my mom that comes in and my niece. And plus with moving, I've got boxes out in the garage. I've got boxes downstairs. You know, you have showings for people to come into your house. It is total chaos. And do I really like it? No. So my excuse is I'll wait till we move. I'll get healthy when we move. And you see, God already spoke to me. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, episode number 892, that was Dare You to Move. God spoke to me with clarity. And he asked me the question, what's holding you back? What are you waiting for? Why are you really waiting? What is it? Well, then that comes to today. There's no perfect time to get healthy. I could say, yeah, it would be so much easier because I don't want to have to cook and I'm packing up things and I'm trying to, you know, declutter. I really am trying to declutter with a family of seven. There's a lot of stuff and, you know, you juggle and you stack. But when you have people who have never been in the house, you want to make it open. So when they come in, it's like, ooh, I can see myself here. They can't see themselves in your house when it's cluttered. But you know what? It's an excuse, right? If I really want to get healthy and continue down that path, I either have to say, okay, I'm going to accept my excuse that I'm giving, or I'm going to find a way. I'm going to make a way. Because it is way too easy to turn the cheek and do what comes easier. And that's not working. Just chill out. I'd much rather do that. Man, I would love to just say, nope, I'm holding on to that excuse. But this summer is going to be different. And it starts today. You are going to start with healthy right now to jumpstart your summer. Today is the day. So let's do this together. Are you ready? So since we know there's no perfect time to get healthy, the best way is to... Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be creative in the now. Be creative in the now. N-O-W. And that's so important because we don't have tomorrow to work with. We have the now. We have today. We have what we're looking at. We can sit here and try to plan out and what's going to happen 3 months from now. But you know what? That may look perfect right now. But if we could fast forward to 3 months from now, do you think that'll be perfect then? We know what that answer is. It's no, because there will always be something getting in the way. So either you make a choice and you say, I'm going to find a way and I'm going to get creative in the now, or I'm going to accept the excuse and I'm just going to stay right where I'm at. Today, it's the first day of summer. It is your time to get your healthy on. Wellness is it. Your waistline, your energy level. Come on, let's do this together. So let's break it down what it means to be creative in the now. Number one, you have to now name it. In for name it. And when you name it, you have to identify the change. What do you want that's different than what you're doing currently? Identify it. You may say, Christiane, I just want to lose weight. Okay, maybe. That's great. But let's be a little more specific. Identify it. Say, gosh, I really want to drop 2 dress sizes. Now that is number one, specific. And you can measure it, meaning what? When you get into that dress that's 2 sizes smaller than what you're in now, do you think you'll celebrate? Of course you will. You'll be like, yes, I've achieved, which means what? Not perfection. It means progress. And that's what we're looking for and working toward. Be creative in the now. So number one for that in is name it. Let me give you an example. Maybe you are wanting to work out more and you really, you know, you eat pretty good, but the working out part, the fitness is, yeah, it comes and goes. Because of all these other excuses that you have allowed to get in the way. So you want to work out. Well, what does a workout look like to you? What does that mean? Okay, literally identify the change that you want so you know what you need to implement. And that leads us to number two, the O for own it. You have to identify the barriers and even the perceived ones. What is or could hold you back? And what are the obstacles in your way? We all have obstacles. I've already told you my story. I've got moving. It is a really big, honking, huge obstacle. I mean, I feel like I am living in limbo my whole life. I'm about ready to move my daughter to her apartment. By the time we're done, this summer alone, when all is said and done, we will have moved 5 households. That's crazy. Think about that. 5 moves in and out of places, that is beyond chaos, okay? Welcome to my world. But that doesn't mean I want you to sit here and go, oh gosh, Christiane, I'm so sorry. Oh, no, 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 no. Be creative in the now. That's what I'm having to do, and that's what I'm asking you to do. I don't ask you to do anything that I'm not doing because we've got to work on this together. I don't got it all together. No way, Jose, but I am trying to. And so I want to share with you the secrets and the strategies and the tools that I use. So right now you got to own it. You got to identify those barriers. What's holding you back? Those obstacles that are in your way. Maybe it's time. We all have a time issue, right? Because how are you? I'm busy. I'm so busy. I just don't have room to fit anything in my schedule. Well, maybe you are busy. Successful people are busy, but you can't continue to be successful if you're not healthy. What makes you wealthy is your health. So you've got to get healthy. You've got to make that a priority. I mean, don't you want to be around for your grandchildren? I mean, maybe you don't want any now. I mean, that's what I tell my oldest. I'm like, hun, I would love grandchildren, but not now. Let's get you started on your track where you need to go. I love my daughter to death, but let's keep her focused here. So you have to know what you can do with these barriers. So, for example, we're talking about time. Maybe you think you need 45 to 60 minutes to have a good workout. Be honest. How do you think about a good workout in time? Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, I just don't have time, because their thought is, well, to have a good workout, I must be able to sweat a minimum of 35 minutes, and I need to have a warm down, a cool down, all of it. So we're looking at 60 minutes total in time. Okay, that all sounds great in a perfect world, but we don't live in a perfect world, do we? So we're all about being creative in the now. So what could you do? Could you squeeze in 15 minutes of a workout on days that are totally, you know, scrambled? Because I know I worked with scrambled days all the time. But what would 15 minutes of a brisk, fast walk do for you? Maybe 15 minutes of sprint. You could go outside, get your vitamin D. You could do sprints, combining them with some burpees. And even doing just even some jumping jacks, that's going to raise your heart rate. It's going to strengthen. It's going to do an overall body tone because of how you're doing the burpees. And when you do the jumping jacks, it's just going to get you, it's going to be a little more cardio. Yes, you're going to get your cardio also in your sprints, but and you're going to be working your legs then. But you do your jumping jacks and you get full body also. Whoa, how cool is that? 15 minutes, done. In the sun, I'm out. Ready, check. Okay, that sounds doable, right? But when you have it stuck in your mind that a definition of a workout is 45 to 60 minutes, and you're like, nope, can't do it. I can't do it today, so you don't do it. Next day, can't do it today because I only have 20 minutes. Can't do it, doesn't fit in my schedule. And the next thing you know, 6 months from now, you're still in the same position that you were. Nothing's gotten better, so own it. Know what those obstacles are in your way, because then it's going to lead you to number three. Wow it. You see what we're spelling? N-O-W. You got to wow it. This is where you brainstorm the creative solutions, all your amazing ideas. You think outside the box. You try something new. Yeah, like a 15-minute workout. I can do that. No, I can't do a 45 to 60-minute workout, but I guarantee you 15 minutes a day, even if you were to do that 7 days a week, you're going to end up spending more time and you're going to get better results because you were consistent with that instead of just saying, I got to find 3 days a week to work 45 to 60 minutes a day. Because you're going to find something else that's going to be there and it's going to be more important. So wow it. Brainstorm the creative solutions. There's a way around everything if you want it bad enough. And you know what I'm talking about. You want that brand new purse you saw 2 weeks ago? You're going to find a way to save that money so you can go buy that purse. Maybe you want those new pair of shoes, that new outfit. Whatever it is, you find a way. You drink more water than you do soda pop that week or whatever it is. Or you don't go and get your famous coffee that you love so much. Instead, you put that money towards it so you can buy whatever it is that you want. You can find a way, or you can adopt the excuse. Which way of life are you living? Because there's no perfect time to get healthy. Wellness is important. That's where your wealth is in your health. So it's time now. Use today, this summer, right now, to take and make the change. Be the change. Go out there and begin to work. Because guess what? Fall comes around, you're going to look and feel absolutely amazing. You're going to be like, oh, I look really cute in this outfit. Because you already put the work in. Because you know what's going to happen? Come fall and then winter, it's going to be too cold to go outside. You're not going to want to anymore. You're just going to want to snuggle up in front of the fireplace with a good book. And the excuses are going to be there. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, it just snowed. Oh, it's just yucky outside. Oh, man, I don't want to do that. And if I do it inside, I'm just going to look dumb. And I really don't want to go to the gym. Where is that getting you? Nowhere. And then what happens? New Year's comes around. And then school year comes an end, and now we're back. Now we're a year later. Is where you are right now where you want to be a year from now? That's a very important question to ask, because if it's not, you got to be creative in the now. Now is it. Name it. Own it. Wow it. It's time for you to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You want help with this? I am giving you a free coaching call. It's complimentary. You can say, oh my gosh. Yeah, so don't give me the excuse of I got finances. You're right. We all do. But I'm giving you an opportunity that you don't need to have money to do a coaching call with me. Did you hear what I just said? There's an excuse gone right there. It's either time or money most of the time. Sorry, double time words there. That we use as excuses that gets in our way. I'm removing those for you. So you have no more excuses. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. There'll be a form that pops up, an email will be sent to me, and that will begin our conversation, and I will schedule you a complimentary coaching call with me. How cool. You're going to walk away with tools and strategies specific to your situation. Let's do this right now. Don't delay. Now is the perfect time. Be creative in the now. Before we go, though, I want to leave you with something that's what I consider is really... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? It's pivotal, honestly, in what you need to really kind of call yourself out on a few things. And it's this question. Does it have eternal value? Drop the mic. Okay, I really won't drop the mic. But seriously, when you are struggling with choices and options, or when you're upset in a situation, you need to step back and you need to ask yourself the question, does it have eternal value? Because this is going to help put things into perspective. I know when I was dealing with our air conditioner, it was out and we were having really, really hot weather. And oh, it just, you know what it's like to have mechanical stuff that just breaks down. And, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with mechanical things. I love them when they work and I cannot stand them when they don't. And I was flustered, and I did get mad at one of the gals, the customer service reps. And I kind of laid into her a little bit. I didn't use bad words or anything like that, but I'm being honest here. I apologized the next call, but I was flustered. I was frustrated. I was done with this because no one seemed to be doing their job. I was having to do it all, and I was not happy. When I took a step back after having that conversation, foot in the mouth, I asked myself, does it have eternal value? Okay, yes, I would love to have my air conditioning working. I would love them for them to do their job to make it happen. And why aren't they being more proactive in things? Yeah, do they not know that they're dealing with a life coach here? You know, of course they didn't. But that's beside the point. The question is, does it have eternal value? Ultimately, my air conditioner would and is now fixed. It would eventually, in that time and circumstance, would have gotten fixed. But my attitude counted more than my air conditioner being fixed. Me mending a relationship counted more than my air conditioning getting fixed. So when you are sitting here juggling with your health and other things, other obstacles, different perspectives, other choices, your busyness of life, ask yourself the question, Does it have eternal value? How far is this really going to get me? Man, I would hope that if you are sitting there going, oh my gosh, it's about my health, that's going to weigh heavier than, oh, well, you know, it'll, I don't know, I'll look good in it, so I'm going to go that route. Yeah, it doesn't weigh, have the same weight, does it? There's no perfect time to get healthy. But your wealth is in your wellness. It's in your health. Are you important enough to not only yourself, but to your family, to begin to say, I need to start eating better. I need to exercise more. I was just walking. I took my son, and he went for a late swim with his friends at the neighborhood pool. And so it's not close enough. It's miles away. So I needed to drive him over. It was the next little town over. And so we hopped in the car and we drove. And there in the pool area were people who were taking far too advantage of, I should say, kind of, I don't know, the simplicities of our life, the conveniences in our life, fast food, soda pop, just lounging around. I would say probably 85% of the people there were overweight, lacking muscle tone, and they were not healthy. Whether they were making those choices specifically, whether it was part genetics, whether they were making the excuses that it was genetics, regardless. But in that brief little moment, okay, I'm not, mind you, I'm not judging them. I'm just saying that does your health have eternal value? You better say it does. Because otherwise, you're not going to be able to do the work here that God intends you to do. You have got to take care of your body. You've got to take care of your mind and your spirit. And I looked and it just broke my heart. All these people just sitting around, some walking, some struggling, some limping. And I'm like, if only, I don't want this summer to be that for you. I don't want you, you know, fast forward a year from now, and you're looking back going, dag nabbit, if only. No, 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 no. Erase that now. Be creative in the now. Name it. Own it. Wow it. It's time for you to take aim. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.